Hello, everybody.
Hey, guys.
I know, welcome to season two of Dear Mama.
Dear Mama, the official season two.
I'm Shy.
And I'm Bella.
And we are so happy to be back. We are back. For real back.
Right. Because that last episode was a pump fake. So if it says season two, it's not. Okay.
Yeah, it's just something we needed to get off of our chest.
Right.
But we are officially back.
Yay!
Yay! And so we know there has been so much going on in the world since we recorded that last episode. We are in a pandemic.
Right. Really?
The world is in a pandemic. This is crazy, and it's not unprecedented. There have been other pandemics. This is not something new. So, Bella, this is my first pandemic too. I wasn't around for the Spanish flu, but it's not something new for the world. Tell me, let's talk about our quarantine chronicles. What have you been doing? I know, but tell everybody what you've been doing during this quarantine.
So basically, I've just been, working on my many businesses and now my children's businesses that's about to launch.
Woo-hoo!
Yeah, so that's been a lot. But I have found some time to read and learn. So...
Well, I've learned a lot during this pandemic. And so I want to share some of these things that I've learned during the pandemic. We got time for that?
Yes.
Okay. So one of the things that I've learned in this quarantine, and this is funny but not funny, the quarantine 19 is for real.
Was that the freshman 15?
Yes, it's the freshman 15. The quarantine, it's COVID-19, so they're calling it the quarantine 19.
Oh, okay.
Everybody, if you've been stuck at home like I have, these extra pounds is for real.
Well, I can't really relate, but...
Really?
I can't really relate. I have been taking my NutriBurst and my ISO tea, so... Yeah, I can't really relate. But I can see how easy it is to gain, for real.
And it's all because something else that I've learned.
What's this? It's
your grandma and my mama and I... As in me, we love to eat cookies.
Really?
And donuts. And ice cream. And Mexican fruit bars.
See, I like those too, the pina colada kind. That's my favorite.
Oh my goodness. Sweets don't last long in this house.
Well, this house either, but it's not from me. It's definitely your grandchildren. So that's one of what I've learned during quarantine is that my children have a stomach with no bottom because they eat all day, every day. They drink all day, every day. It's always a snack. May have a snack. I'm just bro, please use your school stomach because this is not it.
You said please use your school stomach?
Yes. This is just rude.
That's funny. And for our listeners out there, it's actually showing on their faces. Yeah. Like, these are normally, like, slim kids, but they're not so slim now.
Right, they gained their quarantine 19. They haven't been taking tea.
Okay, one other thing I've learned during this quarantine is that I will fight an old person.
Oh, Lord.
I will explain this. So, everybody knows now there's a mandate on masks in Atlanta City in DeKalb County. And everybody is being asked to social distance, 6 feet apart. I was in the store with my mom, and this older guy around her age just walked up on her. And I kindly had to tell him to back the hell up off my mama.
Oh,
and give her.
Did you say it like that?
Can you back the hell up off my mama?
Oh, Lord.
Because he was right up on her.
Okay, so yeah, clearly you'll fight an old person.
Yeah, I'll fight an old
person. I don't even think I would have said that.
Like, I will fight. Well, you know how I am about my mama. That's number one. Like, I don't play about my mama. And she's already really timid about being out in public during this pandemic. And she's in, you know, high risk because of her age. And so she's already kind of squeamish. I'm going to need other people to just back up off my mama. Give her her social distance.
Now, people don't social distance, seriously. Like, I ain't going to go so far as to say I'm going to fight an old person. But they do kind of be in the personal space. And I'm just like, you know, I'm not really like y'all when it comes to this whole thing. But still, like, back up. Give me my space.
Explain to our listeners when you say you're not like us. During this whole thing.
I'm not like y'all in this. Okay, well, let me start by saying my chronicle number two. So, one thing I have learned is that most of the things that we've been taught in school, and I guess at home too, because, I mean, when you leave school, you go home to your parents. But it's just not right. It's not correct. Like, it's lies. And so, I have learned not to trust the people who I vote for, because clearly they don't have my best interest at heart. But when I say I'm not like y'all, I don't really want to say it's a hoax, like Trump says, he just flat out, you know. But
oh, don't get me started on Trump. Okay,
but I don't really think it's that bad either. I think it's a hidden agenda, and so I'm precautious because I still have to come visit grandma, but...
And you know, if you're not cautious, she's not going to let you in.
Yeah, clearly. She has not let me in several times, guys, listeners. Homegirl, that's straight said, nah, you ain't coming over here. Like, really mean them.
Yeah, so she's, and she meant it.
Yeah,
that's the thing. She meant it. Like, if she...
And I get it, though, because the news makes it sound like if you breathe outside and you're over... whatever the age limit is, like, you're gonna die. So, I feel her. But, yeah, she don't play about coming in there after you done been into the whole world.
Yeah, no, she does not. And I take it serious. I take this thing very serious because one of our cousins is a nurse. And, you know, she's out in this whole thing working in a hospital,
right.
And she sees how serious this thing is, and she tells us, make sure we social distance and wear our mask and wash our hands. And you know, this is all stuff we should have been doing anyway, washing your hands and using hand sanitizer.
That's what I'm like, have you guys not been using sanitizer or toilet tissue?
Oh,
like what?
Toilet tissue. This is something else that I've learned in this pandemic. You learn to minimize the usage of a thing when there is a shortage of that thing.
Yeah.
toilet paper and paper towels.
I'm like, and we have a half sheet rule up here because, yeah, we can't find paper towels anywhere still. And I'm like, how long does it take to replenish your stock?
It is crazy how there was a complete total shortage of toilet paper.
Right.
And you couldn't find it anywhere. Toilet paper is more available now than paper towels. I don't know where all the paper towels are. But because there is a shortage of paper towels, you learn to use that little half sheet.
Right.
As opposed to getting a full sheet of...
I know, because I used to wrap my hand. So, like, when I go to pull the paper towel, I used to, like, wrap my hand. Clearly wasting paper towels. But I'm like, yeah, no. Half sheet shorty for me, because...
Yeah, you learn to minimize the usage of it when there's a shortage of it.
Yeah.
Anything else? Here's one, and you can appreciate this.
Mm-hmm.
I've learned in this quarantine that my cousins are my best friends.
Oh, they're so sweet. Why you say that, though?
Because, okay, so we were supposed to have our family reunion, as you know, mm-hmm. because you were a part of that planning, whole planning thing.
Right, that was a total waste of our time.
And so we didn't have the family reunion, but my cousins and I and my sister and my niece and Bella were all planning the family reunion. And because of the pandemic, we had to stop. And so we were meeting once a month to plan this reunion. And it got to be our family social hour.
Yeah, it was fun. Now, I can't take that away from it. Like, we wasted so much of our poor little time, but it was so fun. We used to eat
and drink.
And like alcohol.
Yeah, like alcohol.
In the middle of the day.
But it was fun, and the camaraderie that we have was just awesome. And so after the pandemic hit, we couldn't get together and we couldn't meet. And then, of course, we ended up having to cancel the family reunion. But because of that, we came up with this idea to do a movie talk. And so we were getting together on Zoom. Thank God for Zoom.
Woo-hoo! Right.
Shout out to those video conferencing, websites and portals, because we would get on Zoom, all of us, and we'd watch a movie separately. Oh yeah, shout out to Netflix and Disney Plus and Hulu and Sling and all of those streaming
services.
Yeah,
everybody literally stepped up. And they did it so fast. It was just like, okay, we're going to be at home all day, every day. And it was just like, boom, boom, boom. All these resources just popping.
Yeah. So shout out to all of those people for making our lives bearable.
Right.
Not so depressing during this time. But we watch a movie and then we get online and on Zoom and we talk about it. And we realize that we really just enjoy each other's company.
Yeah.
And so in addition to that, now we all have Apple Watches. And so we're all, encouraging each other to stay fit and to, keep moving. And my cousins, my cousin Lisa said it, and she was like, I tell people all the time, my cousins are my friends. And yeah, my cousins are my best friends.
That's crazy, because me and Chrissy were just talking about that too. Like, not really a lot, but many people in our family don't really have, like, friends. And not like in a bad way, but because we're so close-knit, like, we are our friends. Like, we always hang out with each other, so... Yeah, it has been fun meeting every week.
Yeah, so that's what I mean. My cousins are my best friends. I love y'all if y'all are listening.
Me too.
That wasn't my chronicle, but I love y'all too.
Another thing that I've learned in this quarantine is that unfriending people on social media who are anti-Black Lives Matter or All Lives Matter is easy for me. I can unfriend you without a problem because I have unfriended, I know, at least 15 to 20 people since the Black Lives Matter protest started after the killing of George Floyd.
I haven't really had to unfriend anybody, but I have gotten unfriended a few times because I'm just like that, like back to my chronicle about not believing in our government. Like, I have really learned that some people just really just are okay with being ignorant. Like, you're just content with the fact that this is what I was taught, so this is what I'm going with, whether it's facts or whatever to support what you're saying or not. So I don't deal with those type of people well, so I'm gonna tell you every time, like, I'm sorry, I hate to tell you, or I hate to be the one to tell you, and I'm sorry it doesn't line up with what you thought all these years, but this is it. So they be deleting me left or right.
You also have to realize too that just because you believe it, other people don't have to. Like, you have to be able to coexist with people who don't believe it was what you believe.
I'm fine with that, but I can't deal with a willfully ignorant adult. Like, for me, certain things I don't know, and it's certain things that I didn't know before somebody told me. But if I don't know, I'm gonna just stand on my square and just say I don't know. You can't project those ignorant thoughts on other people. Like, no, just sit down and be quiet because you can't tell us you don't know. But yeah,
We'll have to come back to that another time.
Wow.
But I've had to unfriend some, you know, Caucasian friends who weren't necessarily, anti-Black Lives Matter, because brands were changing how they market their brand.
Right.
Like Aunt Jemima, for instance, said that they weren't going to use the image of Mammy on their pancake boxes.
Mm-hmm.
And one of my social media quote unquote friends was upset about that.
Ooh.
Claiming that he loved the pancake mix. And I'm like, they're not changing the pancake mix. They're just changing the woman on the box. Like, the pancake mix isn't going to change. They're not changing the recipe for the pancake mix. They're only changing the box. And then he came in another post and was like, are they going to change black beans too? And I was like, really? And then somebody who I considered a real friend came on and said, called them the N-word beans. So ninja beans. And I was like, did you for real just say this on social media? Unfriended her, unfriended him, and a couple others that made comments on the whole black beans thing, unfriended them. And then somebody else that I considered a friend made some comment pro-Trump that I saw or believed to be racist, unfriended her. I told her straight out, I'm tired of going back and forth with you on this issue. So it's just best for me to unfriend you. Unfriend.
Well, my friend can't unfriend me.
I can't unfriend you. I just can't remove you from my life. So what's your chronicle that you forgot?
Okay, so what I learned was, one, I'm a hoarder, but two, I'm like specifically a Dollar Tree hoarder.
Oh God! Don't get me started, y'all, with this girl and Dollar Tree.
No, but I really didn't think it was this bad until I tried to like organize or like pack up all of my Dollar Tree stuff, and I'm like three bins in, and I still like don't have enough room. So yeah.
Oh,
yeah. I didn't think it was that bad. I mean, I knew I loved it, and I know I could ball out, but I didn't know it was that bad.
So she goes in Dollar Tree, and she really thinks like she's a baller.
Yeah, you are a baller now, in Dollar Tree.
And now her kids think that they're ballers in Dollar Tree, which is absolutely crazy to me. They go in Dollar Tree, y'all, and they spend upwards.
Oh boy,
$100+ in Dollar Tree.
Yeah,
like what are you buying in Dollar Tree? Like I go in Dollar Tree and I can easily spend $20-$25 in Dollar Tree. $20-$25 though.
It's just so easy, and we walk down every single aisle like in the shopping mall.
And the kids love it.
Yeah. But I didn't know it was that bad until I packed three bins and I still have like six bags with them.
That is absolutely crazy.
It really is. And I don't know, but it's like party stuff. It's like figurines, like little decorative figurines, storage items. I'm just like, what is this stuff?
Oh, my God. Yeah,
that's one thing I learned.
Okay, so I have one more thing. You got something else?
Yes.
Okay, I have one more thing. When you wake up at 12:30 in the afternoon, the day is almost over. That's what I've learned.
Oh, yeah.
The day is half gone. Because on days when I have gotten up after 12:30, and I get up and I do things as I would do them in the mornings, I look around and it's already like 7 p.m. in the evening. I didn't realize the days go by that fast. And y'all, before y'all think I'm just a sloth and just real lazy, I don't go to bed until 2, 3, 4 in the morning. So I can sleep until 12:30.
What are you doing at 2:00 in the morning?
Like you, I'm working on some entrepreneurial projects.
Woo woo,
woo woo. And it's just, it takes up, I'm like this. If I get focused on something, I can't stop it until I'm done. Like I have to finish it or get to a point where I'm satisfied and then finish. And then, you know, I go to bed. It's 3 a.m., 4 a.m. sometimes. And then I don't get up until, you know, 12:30. Now, when I'm working out with my cousin, you know, on Zoom, I'm up early. And that's changing now that school's starting back. But I was getting up pretty early, but and not staying up until 3 or 4. I'm staying up to like 1 or 2.
No.
But I'm working. But the day is gone. So y'all don't sleep until 12:30, 1 o'clock in the afternoons, because you're gonna miss the entire day and sunlight is gonna start getting darker sooner. You're gonna miss all that beautiful sunlight.
And so to piggyback on that, one of my things was I learned that I couldn't be like a person who just did nothing. Like being in the house just straight days at a time. I'm like, oh no. How do people do this?
Oh yeah. I can't. That's I'm a social butterfly by nature. So when the country shut down and then there were curfews and you could only leave the house to get essential stuff, I was depressed.
Yeah, I was too. And it wasn't even really about being social, because when I'm out, it's usually like with my family, but just not being able to go, not having like purpose. It was just like, how do people do this? Just sit around all day and just don't have a life. You don't do anything. Oh no, I wouldn't be able to.
And that's how you. That's how we got the. We. I'm talking about me. The quarantine 19. Just sitting in the house, like.
Yeah, homegirl has clearly overstayed her welcome at this time.
Yeah, it's too much. It's so for those of you who. You know, have gone through bouts of depression during this time, you've got to find some time for self-care.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, my cousins and I, we get on Zoom and we FaceTime, and, you know, I FaceTime Bella and the boys.
That's a good point, though. People think self-care is like pedicures and massages, but like, you really have to take some time for yourself, especially being cooped up in the house, like, with other people. Like, you have to take time for yourself. Like, close your door. Who cares if anybody thinks you're a bad parent? Because I close my door. Like, I go hide in the bathroom and close my door, because you have to get your time. You laughing because you know I'm telling the truth, right?
Yeah, I know.
Like,
that's why,
like, you have to get that time in, even if it's just, you know, sitting in the bathroom hiding for a minute. You have to get your personal time.
Listen, she tries so hard to get personal time that she really does go hide in the bathroom. But now they know her hiding spot.
Yeah. It's like pointless at this point, but... they get my drift. Like, get your time, get your personal time, because self-care doesn't mean just, oh, I'm off work, or, you know, I don't really have anything to do. That's not really taking care of yourself. You have to be intentional about the time that you spend with and for yourself. So yeah, get a hiding spot no one knows about. Come here.
Get outside, go for a walk. You know, get some sun, sit out back, you know, watch the birds, right. Listen to the birds, and watch the squirrels run up the trees. Just do something, because there are still millions of people out of work, and, you know, they can't do or go anywhere. I mean, they can go places are open, but, like, what are they doing? They're not working. Now is a good time too to start a business.
But we ain't talking about that today.
Yeah, we'll go into more detail about that another time. But yeah, you've got to take care of yourself. If you're not working, there's plenty that you can do. Volunteer. You know, deliver food to people who can't get out. You know,
and don't be afraid to go out
shopping.
Just protect yourself when you do.
Please wear your mask. I'm gonna say that again. Please wear your mask, and please social distance. Give people their 6 feet. If you can give them more, give them more. Because I don't want people all up on me.
Yeah, and clearly, mommy a two-piece your grandpa, so.
Well, two-piece your grandpa.
Clearly.
I'm going to need you to back up and give me my space. So next episode, We're gonna be talking about back to school. I know some kids are back to school, and you know, people are having anxiety attacks, and so we're gonna talk about that. But in the meantime, we're gonna have a future Q&A episode where you can ask me or Bella anything you want to ask. Don't come with some ignorant.
Right. Let's say anything with common sense, because people like to get a little sketchy.
Yeah. Don't ask us, you know, something real stupid and ignorant. But, you know, ask us anything within reason, and we are going to take a whole episode and answer your questions. So you can send those questions to Bella at DearMamaPodcast.com, or to me at Shai at DearMamaPodcast.com, or you can message us on Facebook or Instagram. Hit us up in the DM.
And that's at Dear Mama Podcast.
And we look forward to talking to you guys really soon. Get excited. We are back.
We are seriously back. I have had so many people say, like, what happened? Like, we started off thinking we were going to be for real that time, but we're like back, seriously. Yeah. So every Monday, there'll be a new episode. If there won't be an episode on a certain Monday, you'll know. But we're back.
We are back. Thank you for listening.
Thank you, guys. We'll see you next time.
Bye. Bye.